Okay, welcome everybody. I'm Francesca McCartney, and I'm the founder and director of the Academy of Intuition Medicine. And we have with us here, as I just said, two teaching assistants on Zoom, and we have four teaching assistants here live in the classroom. They will all be introducing themselves in a moment. I want to give you an overview of what we're going to talk about for this hour, about hour and a half. I like to be really concise, so I have notes here so I can go through and answer. One of the things I like to do as a teacher is answer all your questions before you even ask them. So I've got a whole list of informational pieces to give you a pretty complete overview of what to expect with the classes and with the program. And what I will be doing is pausing in between different sections and asking you if you have any questions about anything that I've presented at that point. So we'll go along in sections that way. And the I want to say a few things, and then I'm going to have the teaching assistants introduce themselves. I noticed that when those of you who signed up for the orientation, that there are a bunch of you who are nurses and let's see, what was the other thing I saw? Chiropractors. The Academy gives CEUs for nurses, for chiropractors, for acupuncturists, and oh, there was one other thing. Do y'all remember? We give CEUs for nurses. Acupuncturists. Oh, and body workers, professional body workers. So if you are in that category, you will earn every time you take a class CEUs. And there's no extra fee for the CEU certificate. I'm going to answer a couple of questions. These are the questions that people ask the most. And then I'm going to have the teaching assistants introduce themselves. When you sign up for the live campus classes, you can either Zoom in, as a bunch of you are doing right now, or you can physically show up, or you can do a hybrid. You can Zoom in some week or physically show up another week, do a combo. If you are interested, and that's in real time, the next semester starts in September, and we have two semesters that start a year, September and January. If you prefer to do on your own time schedule classes, asynchronistic classes, we have a second school, it's the Academy of Intuition Medicine online, and that's fully distance asynchronistic, which means you start anytime you want. You can actually take whatever class you want in whatever sequence, although I always suggest take the very first class first because it's foundational. And you can do it on your own timetable. We have had students, we started the online school in 2017. We now have online students in 30 countries, and they tune in, you know, whenever they want to and take a class for however long they want to. So that's the two different schools that we have. I heard someone ask that question in class. I mean, in the classroom here. So wanted to answer that one right away. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to have the teachers on Zoom, the teaching assistants on Zoom, introduce yourself. And we'll start with Mark and then Renee. And then we'll have the in-person TAs introduce themselves. So they're going to talk about what I always ask my alumni and my TAs to talk about, the joys and the challenges that they experienced going through the Academy program. Mark?
Okay. I'm from the 35th class.
Which is okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
Acronyms, not people zooming in and here are probably not familiar. When alumni graduate from a class, they get the letters, three letters, MIM, after their name. You know, it's like BSBAMIM. That's Master Certification in Intuition Medicine. We just graduated the 36th. Thank you. We just graduated the 36th class, the 36th master class. So these alumni here just graduated, and so they refer to themselves as MIM 36, or the class of 2022. The number means the 36th year that the Academy has been presenting our program. And we just started the 37th class in May. So go ahead, Mark. Mark, who's MIM 35.
Go ahead. Okay, so I'm MIM 35. I graduated last year in 2021. My real world, I do tax work. I'm a tax professional. And I am currently doing a lot of energy work, and the joys that I let me back up a little bit. I did the program all in San Francisco for the Healing 1, 2, 3 and all of the graduate program. Then I moved down to Southern California, which you probably see the background is Laguna Beach. That's where I live. And we also have a support group down here in Southern California that we're supporting the alumni that are living in Southern California. The joys that I had found in the program is that I found all the tools that I didn't know, that I didn't have a name for, that they actually were tools that I was using all my life, but they became more real, they became more useful, they became more tuned in. It helped me really work with how I deal with life and all the trials and tribulations. The challenges for me was really feeling confident about myself, about the gifts that I have, working with other people and not being so competitive, and really trusting myself and loving myself for what I'm capable of doing.
Thanks, Mark. And Renee?
Hi, everyone. So nice to meet you all. I graduated in summer 2019, and by far my favorite part about the Academy is the community. I've met so many incredible people. I've really learned such an incredible new set of tools and language that I can share with all my new friends. The hardest thing for me about it was actually deciding to make time for myself. I have a really big family of 4 stepkids, 2 daughter-in-laws, 5th grandbaby on the way. So to make time for myself was something I really committed to do. But that was the hardest part about it for me. And for work, I actually own a energetic space clearing company with someone that graduated from the Academy in, I think, 2014 or 15. And her husband is one of our teachers as well. So I've really loved Academy so much that's become a huge part of my life. So a lot of gratitude. I love meeting all the new people that are coming in.
So I want to make a comment about both Renee and Mark. They changed careers after they graduated from the program, and they created a house space clearing program, a business. It's what Renee did. And Mark is doing medical intuitive intuition medicine consultations with people. So on that note, the master's level program is a vocational training program, which means if you are interested, Mark or Renee, did you touch anything? We have a little gremlin in the machine. This happened in our last class and it created a big problem. So are we recording now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I blipped off. What was I saying?
Vocational.
Thank you. Yeah. So the if you choose to go through the entire program, which comes to about almost 2 years, you are then able to create, and you have a license to be a medical intuitive or a intuition medicine practitioner, or an intuitive counselor, or a spiritual counselor. People create different names, but those are the things that legally that we say we train people for. And here's some of the demographics. When the Academy first started training people in 1984, most of the students just simply were curious about developing their intuition. And we had a few healthcare practitioners in the beginning classes, maybe during the first decade. But in the past decade or more, maybe the past 15 years, the demographics, about, I would say about 50% are already in healthcare at some level, body workers all the way up to psychiatrists, medical doctors, surgeons, acupuncturists, and so on. And they are in the program because I'm going to assume that most of you are aware of this. Energy medicine is the future of medicine. And what we are teaching here is really ancient medicines that is reinvented. And the Western world, maybe even the global world, is looking to go back to those indigenous and ancient medicines for harmony, for balance, and for healing, especially since the world has turned upside down in the past few years. People are seeking a different way for medicine and for healing. And with that, a lot of medical professionals have gone through the program, and they have taken the tools and the training from the Academy, and they've added it to their skill set as a medical professional. So they haven't stopped being physicians or acupuncturists. They've just added another level of caretaking for their patients. Another percentage of people who come through about the past 15, 20 years are people who just simply want to change their careers. They want to have a different occupation, and they want to be in the caretaking or the healthcare profession. And that you get really strong training tools for that. And then we have another percentage of people who are referred to the Academy by their physicians, by their medical healthcare professionals, because Western medicine has not helped them at all. Western medicine is flummoxed about their health condition. Nothing has helped them. And those doctors, those physicians have either gone through the Academy and they understand spiritual maladies or energetic maladies, and they can see that their patient doesn't have a physical or an organic disease. It's really energetic, it's energy anatomy, or it's a spiritual malady. So they send those people to the Academy so that you learn to heal yourself and you learn to self-care. And then we have a percentage of people who just are curious. They want to develop their understanding, go deeper into being more human, to have more than five common senses to lead their life and be on a more full, deep, spiritual or whole life. And yeah, that's kind of the gamut of why people come to the Academy. Did I miss anything? Well, why don't you, you all introduce yourselves. Do you want to come sit here so that we can get you on camera?
Hi, welcome. Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday. So the joys and challenges of this program. Where do I begin? This was one of the most profound things I've ever done in my life. I like to say to my friends, it was the greatest gift I ever gave to myself. And really it was the gift of self-exploration and finding new aspects. I'm still discovering new aspects of myself, even just coming out of, just graduating. Every week my mind got bent and I loved it. I would say one of the challenges was being patient all week, waiting for the next Tuesday night class. Another thing that I loved so much was the community, the friendships that I built with my classmates. It's an incredible community of like-minded people, everyone else that likes to get their mind bent and geek out on a weekly basis, and souls that are brave enough to do the self-exploration. So it really, it takes a special person to do this work, and it's awesome. It's an incredible curriculum. It's dished out. You know, I have a learning disability, and this, I thrived in this environment, and it was incredible, and never felt behind. And
what do you do in the Muggle world?
I own a restaurant.
Knob Hill Restaurant in San Francisco, if you've ever been there. Fantastic food. Yeah. A little push for you.
Thank you. Anyway, hope you all sign up.
Good evening. I'm Angie Hines. In the Muggle world, I am the director of operations for a company here in town. And we create companies that create resonance either through technologies or products that we create. And before that, I had my own business. And in my free time, I try and do my own business, which is as I'm an organizer, feng shui consultant. And now I can add the intuition medicine practitioner to that, along with bar sessions for people. So I am incorporating these tools daily in work and or on the side job, so to speak, working with people, managing energies, learning how to separate energies with people, how to stay grounded when people are coming into my office, not knowing how to, you know, work with somebody else. I can be present with them. So these tools have been incredible for me to keep myself grounded, to be able to set boundaries energetically, and to be able to support others through the process. My challenges going through this program were that I was a lot of times in my what I call analyzer, constantly thinking through things and wondering, how am I ever going to get through this? I have this busy work schedule. Am I going to remember this information? How is it going to serve me? On and on. And the truth is, you know, that you receive what you need, and the rest of it is sitting there when you're ready to receive it. And another challenge was just me being able to look at my pains, my wounds, what needed to be healed, and choosing to move forward with that. And so that leads me to my greatest joys, which were getting to know myself, getting to know my spirit, like my true essence of who I am, willing to take responsibility for my energy, for my choices, and choosing to live a big life instead of playing small and hiding or playing a victim. And it's not easy to necessarily show up and take full responsibility and say, I'm going to own it and I'm going to really thrive in this lifetime. And that is a tremendous joy. And creating the friendships, the relationships, and having this incredible support of the teachers and Francesca, and because it doesn't end. And so the days, the times when I didn't believe in myself or didn't know how I would get through, I knew I could either rely on people, or there was somebody being a mirror for me. And it was just always a great gift. So
thanks.
Thank you.
And just to tag on what Angie was describing, the core class focus is, and actually as you get into the master level training, is focused on physician heal thyself first, which means you will be getting deeper into understanding who you are, what your skills and talents are, how you can develop your intuition, your ability to diagnose yourself and to heal yourself. And I say to all my students, you will be the most difficult person you will ever have to diagnose and the most difficult person you will ever have to heal. And that's why we always put that challenge up first as we start the class, and then everybody's easy after that, after you learn how to self-care and self-diagnose. So, Andrea?
Go back to the office if I have something. Good evening, everybody. My name is Andrea. Graduated with these ladies.
Welcome. In the Muggle world, I'm an artist, and I came into this program not really knowing why I was here, but I had nothing to lose. I had tried everything that I could think of under the sun to find out who I was and why I felt like I was doing everything wrong and why I still felt sick and still felt so not like myself. And so I came into these rooms like a plastic bag in the wind, and I didn't even realize I was ungrounded until I got grounded. So the challenges for me, I'll start with that, were much like Angie mentioned, trying to get out of my fear mind and trying to stop controlling everything and allowing my true self to come through and trusting that that was going to be safe. And so I ended up facing some of the scariest parts of myself that I have dodged my whole life and that I paid other people to fix for me. And I finally got the courage with the support system here, with the knowledge, with the unconditional love of this space, to come into this room like it was a petri dish for my own exploration and own healing. And that's exactly what I got. The joys of this program were the laughter, the getting high on my own supply, and learning that I could heal myself better than anybody I paid, and accessing my own intuition and letting go of the effort that I was holding on to try to be myself, and learning who I really am and allowing that to just take me into the magic of what's next into my big life. So thank you. And I'm happy to see that you're all here open to that experience too.
So taking on to what Andrea said, we expect our students to come into the academy as explorers. And the academy is a laboratory of exploring human consciousness. And with every class, you are given experiments to practice with, and you're given challenges to go within and to answer questions and to become more human. And we have all kinds of fun. We really have a lot of fun.
Yes.
Tools and techniques, and you get big ahas. So we expect you to be both the experiment and the experimentor at the same time. So let me launch into talking about each of the classes. And yeah, thank you for that. Can you line these books up? These two books are the required course materials for, yeah, maybe put that there too. Thank you. For the three beginning classes, we call them the core classes, Healing 1, Healing 2, and Meditation 3. And every week you are expected to read a chapter from one of the books. And also we have an 8-hour CD set, hard CD. We also have MP3s, the same set, but MP3s. Almost everybody does MP3s now. And every week you get practice work, reading, listening to the meditations, the recorded lectures, and practicing with your peers if you choose to do that on an additional night, which is on a Wednesday evening. We call that the practicum. Every Wednesday, from 7 to 8:30, you just come in, show up. You don't have to register for it once you're a student, and it's a practice night. And the faculty who are there, there's usually 3 to 5 faculty members, both on Zoom. You can Zoom into practicum and physically show up, and you get to practice the tools that you've been learning in your classes thus far with faculty monitoring you. We also, as I stated before, have teaching assistants in every class. Usually the total is about 14 teaching assistants in every single class. and you can make a session in between classes with a teaching assistant. You make your own appointment with them, and they will either Zoom or phone or connect with you at practicum and do a one-on-one session to mentor you, to tutor you with what you're learning, or simply to answer any questions. And so let me start with the first class. The first class is Healing One, and the focus is on self-healing and creating healthy relationships. That class starts in September. I think it is, I don't remember the date. Do you remember the date? Maybe it's September 13th, I think.
Yeah.
And it's on a Tuesday. Or January, that same class starts also on a Tuesday. The focus of that class is grounding your body to the earth, which increases health and natural antioxidants, healing your chakras, understanding them, how to align your chakras with the health of your body. Now, much of the studies that I did for decades, actually a decade and a half, I did studies in many, many different modalities in ancient medicines, and I brought together a culmination of the best of what I learned when I was studying with master teachers into a Western-minded curriculum. I'm also a teacher. I actually prefer to call myself an educator. I love teaching. I started teaching in my 20s as a Montessori teacher. And then after I had my training with master teachers in different medicines, I developed the academy curriculum. But we really focus practical information. So it's practical information about your chakras, practical information about how your energetic aura operates as an emotional boundary, and your aura correlates to your immune system, has an absolutely direct correlation to your immune system. So if you have a weak aura, which means weak boundary, that's going to weaken also your immune system. We also teach you how to tap into, amplify, and identify your best innate medicine, which we call your life force energy medicine, and how to distribute that and use it as your best medicine that you carry with you. It's your innate medicine. Teach you how to access more earth energy to increase physical, emotional health. And all through actually all of the program, when you acquire these tools, you create better relationships. You create healthier relationships because you are in a better relationship with yourself. And the focus is, if you're in a great relationship with yourself, that's going to attract other great relationships to you. So that's the first class. That's Healing One. That's 6 weeks. And that tuition is $600. And I will say that the class in September is already half full. So if you are interested in joining, you should go online, front page, and apply ASAP. Oh, there's a bunch of you already here who have been accepted. Are you here? Yay! Hooray! Anyone online? Did I send you an acceptance? Yay! Okay. So that's Healing One. Okay. Then from there, Healing Two. You continue to learn more advanced tools on self-diagnosing and self-healing, but additionally, you use those tools, we train you to use those tools to begin diagnosing and energy healing another person. And we add in to Healing 2 your ability to tap into universal consciousness energies. Two different universal consciousness energies, one which is similar to Reiki, but we don't call it Reiki. And the other one is a universal consciousness energy that you can tap into for information on understanding, shifting, and healing relationship contracts. Do some of you understand what I mean when I say relationship contracts? And that's focused on the basis of whoever you are in relationship with, either a major or minor relationship, there's, from a spiritual and energetic perspective, you have an agreement with that person to be a friend or a boss or a spouse or a daughter or a son. And that's based on energy contracts that you have made in agreement with that person. Sometimes those energy contracts are challenging, and sometimes you need to learn more from them. There's lessons, there's karma, and so on. The other, one of the universal energies that we present is focused on usage for cellular healing, transforming, upgrading cellular healing. All right, that is healing two. Then the third core class is Western shamanism practice of Kundalini energy. Who here has heard the word Kundalini? Oh, wow, great, okay. Many of you. Anyone not ever heard the word Kundalini? Okie doke. It's a Sanskrit word, it means fire. That's one of the many translations. And it is also an innate energy within our physical bodies that when activated, creates a evolutionary transformation from a cellular level all the way through the gross physical systems and creates a kind of a rejuvenation of your whole body. It's a really powerful transformative energy. And here's an aside on Kundalini energy, which sometimes I jokingly call kind of loony energy because people have different reactions to it once it gets activated because it's a very potent kind of frequency in the body. I began my search, understanding, and need to discover more the mysterious things in life when I was 21 and I had my first Kundalini experience. And it wasn't anything that I was looking for. I was just reading a spiritual book. And I had only been meditating for about 6 months. And all of a sudden I had this intense rush of Kundalini energy, which just, it kind of blew my mind. I didn't know what was happening. And I heard a voice saying, Kundalini. Didn't know what Kundalini was. I'm 21 years old. I'm in college. I grew up as a Catholic. The only book I ever read at that point was the Bible, the spiritual book. And someone handed me a book called the Bhagavad Gita. And I read it. And that kind of blew my Kundalini energy open. So that started my discovery and searching process on understanding different ways of being human, of healing, of alternative and complementary focuses. So the way I teach Kundalini is not in an Eastern way, not in a yogic way, not in a body-centered way. It's really pure energetic system that I've developed in cooperation and understanding with other colleagues, other academics, other people who are very astute with diagnosing physical body. That's a 5-week class, and that one is $500. I have to put my glasses on. I can't read what I have here. So let me talk about the flow of the classes, and then I'm going to pause and open up for questions about the core classes. Every class starts at 7, and I like to start right on time, and it ends at 9:30. And the class will start in both for Zoom and in person. The class starts with a guided meditation. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and I focus on getting your mind quiet and slowing your body down. That's usually about a 10-minute guided meditation. Then it's open eyes, and I start with a lecture on the topic we're going to explore in class. There's question and answers, there's dialogue, and then it's back to guided meditation. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. And in that meditation, I guide you into giving you translation tools so that you can convert what we just discussed intellectually into a self-healing tool. And that meditation is usually about 15 minutes. Then it's open eyes, pull your journal out and take notes. We do journaling in class, every single class. So When you come in as a student, please bring an empty journal because it will get filled up with note-taking. And then often I will say, okay, pull your journals out. I want to give you this information to record. We then have a break. And during the break, we teachers rearrange physically here in the classroom. We rearrange this space into how many? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 7 different teaching sections. We have separation panels. And after you come into the classroom from break, you go into one of those teaching sections. And one of our teaching assistants, one or two, will be sitting there. And you will have, and on Zoom, what we do is we create breakout rooms. Have you Zoom people ever been in breakout rooms? Yes? Okay. So we have breakout rooms. And in every breakout room, there's usually 2 teachers. And in that, we call that the lab sessions. This is where we present experimental tools for you to practice with under the guidance of your teaching assistants. And that that's usually about 45 minutes of that. And then there's, during that lab session, the teachers will also talk about how you can use the tools that you are practicing with in a practical way, and in a meditation way, and in a self-healing way. Everything that we teach in the academy also has a practical application. Then after the lab sessions, we all come back and I lead a last dialogue. And usually I give some succinct information, and then we have a closing meditation. The morning after every class, I'm going to do a sidebar here. I'm an information glutton. I am always collecting information, going to conferences, researching, reading books. And I feel it's my responsibility as an educator to deliver all the information that I have on each topic to my students, whether or not you read all my emails, whether or not you do all the practice work, there's practice work, homework, I'm still going to deliver to you a lot of information. So the morning after every class, expect to receive from me between 9 a.m. and 12 noon, a bundle of informational emails that will support what you learned in the classroom and expand your knowledge. They will be in 3 categories. One will be research articles that I've collected that substantiate what you've learned on a subtle energy, energetic level, spiritual level. And there's a lot of science behind what we teach. I don't do academic or scientific lecturing in the live classroom. I used to do it years ago, but I found my students would fall asleep and they would go into a coma. So I don't do that anymore. I send you the research papers via email. The second category is student-teacher Q&A. I'm really big on answering all my students' questions. There isn't always time to do it inside the classroom time because we deliver a packed curriculum. So I ask students to send me questions that they have. So I've pulled together the best from the past decade of student-teacher Q&A, and you'll receive a bundle of those within which will be answers to probably questions that you thought of, but we didn't address in the classroom, and also questions you never even thought of, and you get more information. The third category is inspirational papers written by the master program students who write a midterm paper and a final paper. And I sequence those papers out during the entire program so that you get a future forward perception on where those who have gone before you are using all these tools and their training creatively. And also there's a lot of humanistic perspective when you read a paper from someone who's gone through the program before you, and a lot of good tips. If you're absent, thanks to Zoom, we record each class. And the morning after, if you're absent, you get access to that Zoom recording. Also, if you come to practicum on Wednesdays, either Zoom in or come in physically, we have in our library every single lecture from the first class all the way to the last class recorded on CDs. And you can sit in one of our quiet rooms, with a CD player and a CD and listen to that lecture again. Even if you've done the class and you just want to review, it's a good thing to come into practicum or zoom into practicum and say, hey, I'm a Healing One student. I'd like to listen to the lecture on the fourth class. The Wednesday practicums, either zooming in or in person, and the TA sessions during the week, there's no extra tuition for that. It's part of the tuition you pay for the class. So I'm going to pause here and open up for any questions you have about what I've just presented. I've got a lot more to present, but I'm going to stop here and ask, do you have any questions about the core classes or the application for entering the academy? Anyone on Zoom? If you have a question on Zoom, how would you like them
Please
to do
Please raise
it?
Your digital hand if you have a question on Zoom.
Yeah, or if you don't know how to raise your digital hand, you can just raise your human hand. Yeah, un momento. I'm going to do Zoom first.
There's a question. Does the second class start immediately after the first?
Oh, okay. Good question. I think this in September, there's a 1 week break. Yeah, there's a 1 week break. I suggest that with calendaring, you go to our website and you go to the top tabs and you'll see calendar. You click on that and all the dates for 2022 and 2023 are already there. Anyone else? Hanson?
Not currently.
Okay, love, what's your question?
The question I have is, as you were saying, after you do a class, if you're absent, you can re-listen to it or watch it.
Yep.
So the question is if, I'm sorry, I have a problem remembering things. So I was just wondering if—
Was that your learning disability? No, it was.
Yeah. Okay. So my question is if I, like, let's say I take the classes, the first class, and then I get home and I'm like, can I re-listen to that even if I wasn't absent, or do I have
You will have to get special dispensation from me. Now I'm going to suggest that you talk to Christina after class, and she can tell you how she worked with that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. The TAs will hang on with you both on Zoom and here after class to ask personal questions. That's better answered personally.
Sure.
Can you say your name, please?
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Those three books are for the first three classes, Healing One, Two, and the third dimension is Shamanism?
Kundalini, yeah.
Kundalini.
However, let me add something to that. I'm going to talk about this in a moment. In the master's program, we have both on online, on the online school, and here in the physical campus class, we have 10 different modules, and three of those modules are covered here. So it's a year and a half of reading material. However, I want to add something. I know you might have another question, but every class has a suggested book reading list. These are necessary, suggested if you're really into reading. And the suggested book list is actually on the website again. And I can't remember where it is. I think it's under resources, the resource tab. And if you click on, who said yes?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Thank you. Yeah. If you click on resources, and then what does it say?
It says there's a book recommendations list? Or something. Yeah. I can't remember the terminology.
Okay. So you go there and you click on that. And actually, this is a good way for you to understand and get another perspective on what we teach in each class. And you'll see 5 to 10 suggested reading books. That'll also give you an insight onto what the topics are that we're presenting, and here's adjunct information. Go ahead, Mike.
The capacity for your class right now, you said they're half full already?
Yeah.
For these three next
classes? No, just for the September class.
Do you mind telling us what the capacity is so we can—
Well, it's usually 50. And it's about half and half. Half on Zoom. This is the way of the world. Half our students are usually on Zoom for the past 2 years and half here in the classroom.
So if all of us in the class wanted in, would there be a chance for all of us in the class to get in?
Yes, there would be.
Okay.
Anyone else?
There's a question of, are the required books provided digitally?
Let's see. Body of Health. Can you grab me that book, please? Thank you. Is that on camera? Yeah. Body of Health is on Kindle. You can get it on Kindle.
I bought it on iBooks also.
Oh,
so
excellent.
Can get it on
iBooks. Did you hear that? iBooks and also on Kindle. And the 8 hours of lectures and meditations are MP3s, so that's digital. But Intuition Medicine, which was my first book, is. Have you found
know.
It? Have you
I
found
like it better in person? So.
Yeah.
So you can scribble on it.
I like to write my books too. Mm-hmm. Any other?
That's it.
Okay. May I continue? Okay, so after completing the three core classes, if you are interested in continuing into the master certification program, there is a separate application. Let me wind back here. To apply for the first class, Healing One, that starts in either September or January, you need to fill out an application form. It wasn't too bad, was it, filling it out? Okay. Some people say, why do you ask all these questions? Well, I like to get to know my students and their backgrounds. So you answer a bunch of questions and you add your photograph. So we set up a student file, and then I will respond and say, these are your next steps. If you decide to continue into the master's program, you fill out another application, and you then have an appointment with me personally for an hour admissions conference, where we go over a lot of different information and your viability and answer personal questions. And at that point we decide together if continuing it into the master level is ready for you or not. The master's program starts once a year in May, every year in May. So next year, 2023, I think it's May 28th, starts the 37th program. And the flow of the master's program is similar to what I described as the flow of the core classes, with one difference. Instead of lab sessions where you're practicing with peers one-on-one under the mentorship of your teaching assistants, you work in panels, and we train you to work at a professional level with the teaching assistants. So at that point begins your professional training on how to do an advanced diagnostic and an advanced healing on another person. And every week, students who are in the class are clients, and then there's a group of your peers who do a diagnostic analysis and a healing on you. And everybody gets equal time being a client. Let me look at my notes here, please. So the first module, which is from May, it's May, June, and May, June, July, August, is focused on the training of giving you advanced levels of energy, medicine, diagnosing, and healing. Pretty much what I just said. Also, a training on how you can manage your own energy, have strong boundaries, clear boundaries, compassionate perspective when you are working not only on yourself, because we all need compassion for ourselves, but when you are interacting with other people, either as in a professional level or in a help creating a healthy relationship. So topics include advanced diagnostics and mapping of the aura chakra energy systems, more advanced work on energy contracts that include lessons, karma, past lives, whatever past lives mean to you, investigation, personal cycles, and a really potent tool called entrainment that gives you an expanded intuitive development tool. So that is first module, May through August. In September is the second module. Let me do a sidebar here again. Each module, and there's four major modules in the master's program, is $1,500 a module. And you pay for each module as you go along. And there's installment payments. So the second module, which starts in September through the end of December, is the exploration of advanced energy anatomy systems. The first system we explore is the energy of the masculine-feminine duality. So it's a physical body understanding and an energetic body understanding of masculine-feminine energies and how to manage those energies for physical health and for enhancing your creativity. And after that, we focus on, in that module, astral body or dream body. And you probably, almost all of you have heard that 1/3 of our life we're asleep, right? Have you heard that statistic? So think about this. If you live to be 90 years old, 30 years of your life, you're asleep. Oh my gosh. Let's do something with those 30 years, huh? I'm always thinking practical. We teach you when you're asleep, how to use that sleep time or that dream time for dream healing, right?
Yeah.
So it's a 24/7 taking care of yourself. So that is the second quarter, September through December. Now, I'm pausing because I know I missed something. Oh, yes, I did miss something. If I forget to say something, remind me.
Test lives?
What?
Test lives?
No, I said that already. Tutors, that's what I forgot.
Oh, yes.
Important. When you begin the master level program, there's still about 14 teaching assistants in the classroom. However, you also receive two personal tutors who are alumni of the program, and they work with you one-on-one once a week. So you receive two personal tutors, and it's your responsibility to make an appointment to connect with one of them every other week and the other one every other week. So every single week, you have a personal one-on-one session with a tutor. And that's over and above the Wednesday practicums. It's over and above the teaching assistants in the classroom. And that's a really, well, can you say something about the tutor program? Any one of you?
Absolutely. It was like a gold mine of healing, self-exploration, wisdom. It was support. It was the most generous aspect of the program, I think, and I benefited greatly from those weekly sessions.
And now we're tutors.
We get to pay it forward, which is even next level above that. So
you give a healing, you get a healing.
Yeah, that's one of our mantras. I forgot to say that there is a summer break, and the summer break is the entire month of August. So that summer break of classes, there's no master classes during that time. However, practicum continues all year without a break. And then we have a winter break, which is the last 2 weeks of the year and the first 2 weeks of the year. And then the third quarter starts in January. And you can also decide if you can do one quarter at a time. For example, some students take the first quarter, which is May through August, and then they take a sabbatical. And then they come back the next time the second quarter is offered, and they do the second quarter then. So you're not absolutely asked to continue with every single quarter, as well as you can decide after you've complete one quarter or even some of the classes that coming in live, either on Zoom or in the physical classroom, doesn't work for you because of your time or work. And you can switch over to the asynchronistic online school and just pick up the classes there and do it online. And if you also if you decide to drop out at any time, we prorate your tuition, and you get a prorated refund. So we're not shackling you down to any kind of a contract to continue. You can leave at any time, or take an leave of absence, picking it up at another time. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm. Okay, so third quarter. Oh, I'm talking a lot. It's already 8 o'clock. I'll talk faster. The third quarter is January through April, and we introduce another advanced energy anatomy system. And it's a trademark system that I trademark called the Spiritual Incarnation System. And this is a system that I developed or brought in as a hybrid compilation from many different studies and from working with personal clients for a couple of decades. And here's an example of how the spiritual incarnation came to be as part of the curriculum. I would work with clients, and a client would ask a question. And the question for that relates to the spiritual incarnation issue that no physician can heal or even diagnose, or I don't know who I am, I've lost my identification, or I have a mysterious illness that no one can diagnose, or I'm feeling depressed and I feel suicidal. So whenever a client would ask that question, what would show up for me clairvoyantly is this entire network system. And I would work on that system with a person's life force energy and some of the advanced energies, and the person would get better, come back into their body, feel alive again, know what their journey is, purpose, and so on. Some of the mysterious illnesses that relate to the spiritual incarnation system are lupus, Lyme, fibromyalgia.
Chronic fatigue.
Yeah, chronic diseases or diseases that compromise the immune system all fall under a compromised spiritual incarnation system.
Bipolar too, right?
Yes, that's bipolar. Yeah. However, I need to say this as another sidebar. Not every one of those diseases that we just listed are absolutely energetic maladies. There are also origins in the physical body or the genetic makeup that contribute to that. But also, they can be purely spiritual illnesses. So that there's a compromise balance that goes on there. Here's an interesting piece on that. I was teaching this system decades ago, and we have charts, and I'm going to show you some of the charts here in this big book here. Charts and handouts. And I passed out the chart that I had created for the spiritual incarnation system to outline the different patterns and meridians in the body. And there was an acupuncturist in the class, and he said, "Oh, I know what this energy anatomy system is. In Chinese medicine, it's called enter the spirit." And I went, "Oh, okay." And he said, "It's outlined in the very same way that you're describing it, clairvoyantly and energetically." So he and I created, and then another acupuncturist onward came in, and we created these very clear energy charts so that students could really look at these patterns. So I said to him, "Well, what is this energy anatomy system called in Chinese medicine?" And he said, "Enter the spirit." And I went, "Oh, that makes sense." Because whenever this compromised spiritual incarnation system shows up, the person is totally out of their body. Their spirit's gone and can't connect in. And hence the compromise of physical health for that person. So that's spiritual incarnation system. Then the next quarter is from April to June. And what's introduced in that quarter is the physiopsychic system, which is another trademark energy anatomy system that I developed from actually working with clients again. And clients would have questions like, I have this inherited disease, or again, mysterious physical disease that the medical profession says I'm making it up, it's all in my mind. And what showed up for me each time a client asked that question was this very intricate system. On the basis of it was really the brain and the nervous system and how it interacts with all the organs in the body. Hence, I called it the physiopsychic system. And that system is analogous with epigenetics, optogenetics, psychoneuroimmunology, molecules of emotion, biology, and belief. And I like to say that students experience a biomorphic reengineering of their physical, emotional, and psychological as you go through the physiopsychic system. So you get tools where you can rewire genetic patterns, habits, and so on. Then part of the fourth quarter, we have two physicians who come in and teach advanced physiopsychic system. We have an acupuncturist who comes in, and we have an osteopathic doctor who then comes in and teaches advanced tools for interacting on a nervous system level. Okay, I think I'm going to pause there and ask if there are any questions about the master's program, and then I want to give you a short on what is offered after you receive your Master in Intuition Medicine certification, because we have a lot of continuing education that's offered to alumni. So anyone on Zoom, we'll start with Zoom, have any questions about the Master's program? Anything that I've said? Samira?
No one yet.
Okie doke. Anyone here in the classroom? What's your name?
Jason.
Hi, Jason.
What percentage would you say of people that do the master's program do it for personal healing versus those who do it for a career in the healing arts or to supplement their own careers?
Okay. I'm going to give you a short on that, but I'm going to strongly suggest, hey, did you get the newsletter we just sent out? No, you didn't. What's your last name?
Long.
So you're not on our mailing list?
Might not be it.
Okay. Can you send me an email? I'm going to give you about three. Anyone who wants the full answer to this question, we have on our website links to answering that question in depth. And for the past 36 years, what our alumni do with their, it's a bio of every single class with a lovely photograph of the class. Also, if you go to our journal page, some alumni have written stories about how they are using. But getting back to that, I'd say about 20% do the master's program for self-healing. And those are usually people who have the mysterious illnesses that no one can cure. And I was given a name for those mysterious illnesses by a pediatrician who went through our class. She said, in the medical profession, those, quote, mysterious illnesses are called garbage can diagnoses. And lupus is a garbage can diagnosis. What's another one? Lyme is a garbage can diagnosis, according to the secret cult of the medical professionals who don't tell this to their patients. Anyhow, I went off topic. Did I answer your question? And a lot, I would say in the past 10 years, a lot of alumni are shifting careers. I think there's a real call for that now in our world to have, to have spiritually based health practitioners, people who look beyond the physical, mental, and psychological. And that's what's developed through this program.
Question online, is there room for herbalism with intuition medicine?
I myself have studied herbalism quite a bit. That's kind of in my personal toolbox. I use herbs a lot, but we do not teach that as any module or class. Are you leaving us?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, love you. See you soon. Bye bye. she's very funny.
I like her.
Yeah. But we don't have any module in the class. However, I will say, thank you, yeah, that we have Saturday seminars that are taught by experts in different fields. And we have one of our alum, actually two or three of our alum, are professional botanists and herbalists. And we just had an herbalist teach a class as a Saturday seminar, which you can still purchase. Our Saturday seminars, we record them. And you can buy them and download them and keep them. Who was that? Robin Lander?
Yeah.
Yeah, Botanical Arts. That was a great class.
That's so great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned a lot listening to her. Okay, so when you graduate from the master's program, continuing education, you can... you can do what we call alumni enrichment program. And we have Jacqueline Chan, who's our osteopathic doctor and faculty, teaches some really wonderful advanced alumni classes. She's actually teaching one starting in November, I think. Just put it on the website today on the vagus nerve and the nervous system and how to use energetic tools for healing that. You can, after you graduate, you can also sign up to be a teacher in training. That's what we call our TAs. There's a whole training program that trains you to be a energy medicine teacher. You can also sign on to be trained to be a practicum mentor. We call our faculty at the Wednesday practicums mentors. And Dominic Vucci, who's the head faculty of practicum, graduated in 1990. He started when he was in his 20s. Mm-hmm. He's now how old?
700.
He's 700 years old now.
Don't tell him I said that.
Yeah. No, he's a wonderful, wonderful person. We kind of grew up together over the past 40 years. So he does that training. And yeah, there's a whole bunch. We have business training seminars and training classes if you want to take this work and go into it professionally. All that information is actually on the website. I wanted to show you something, and then I'm going to do a short on the distance program. On my passing on information and being a glutton for information, if you can see this book on Zoom, those of you in class can see how fat it is, right? If you take all the charts. Can I have a Vanna White up here, please? Thank you. Yeah, do it for Zoom first. Kind of flip some of the pages over.
A little bit lower.
You can see yourself there. If you take all the charts that we give you and all the printed information, and you print and you download and print the important research papers and emails that I send out, you will have a book that's actually bigger than this. That's a smaller book, about 1,000 pages of information. And this becomes your energy medicine Bible. So for those of you who, thank you. How much do you think this weighs?
5 pounds?
And this is, I have another one that's bigger than this. This one is not complete. But anyhow, I find that really important to keep all of your notes in that. So any questions about the master's program before I do a short on the fully distance program, Academy of Intuition Medicine Online? Anyone on Zoom? Nope. Anyone here? What's your name?
My name is Monica.
Monica.
Each individual module is 1500?
Yes, 1500. Yeah.
So if you combine everything, is there a special price for everything altogether, or is it all just individually priced?
it's individually priced. Yeah, but thank you. That made me think of another piece. We have a scholarship fund. It was actually started by
my class.
Oh, what class were you?
29.
The 29th class.
2014.
Okay, as a legacy to the academy. I'm going to do another sidebar here. At the end of every class, each class leaves a legacy of their class to the academy, kind of a gift legacy to the academy. And Samira's class created a scholarship fund. It's a 501c, and it's not run by the academy. It's run by a board of directors, which is about four members of her class. And if you are in financial need, you can apply for a scholarship. And that information's on our website as well. It's on the about list. So thanks for that question.
I don't know if you mentioned this already, but the Saturday classes, are those a regular thing that is in addition to the first?
Those are public workshops. Oh, wait, I mentioned two different things, I think. We have public workshops that are on Saturdays. Yeah. Have you been on our website?
Yes.
Okay, those are open to the public. And, you know, we used to have once a month public Saturday workshops and once a month Friday events. This was at the height of when the world was straight up level, right? And we had the most incredible people come and do these workshops and events. Then the world turned upside down. We didn't have any of them for 2.5 years. We're just now starting to get people to come in. And we have September, we have Art and Intuition on a Saturday. And Kirby? Yes, in November, we have crystal healing technology with Kirby Seed. If you're at all into crystal technology, he's the master of crystal. He's internationally known. He actually spoke at the UN at the UN has a department of indigenous healers. I was like, what? And he was invited to come and talk on his crystal healing technique. And then next year we have Sacred Geometry, Ancient Egyptian Technology, a Saturday event. And then we also have How to Work with Fear and Peaceful Resolution. So we're building them back up again. All right, so let me talk about, is anyone here interested in the fully distance program? Anyone online, fully distance? Means you do it at your own pace. So in the Academy Online, there's 12 modules. Rather than four quarters, there's 12 modules, 12 different classes. You can take, I strongly suggest you take the very first class first. And then if you want, you can meander around and take the different 12 modules in whatever sequence. But if you're really dedicated to going through the whole program and getting the professional training, sequencing is best. You do it at your own pace. It's all online, and it's a pretty robust community. There's over 350 students worldwide in 26 states in the United States and 25 countries globally. And there's a community board where you can talk to other students. There's a teacher question and answer forum that you can go online and do. And it corresponds to all of the classes that we teach here in the physical classroom. And you pay per module. Actually, we have more than 12 modules. We added two more. I think we have 14 modules now. And you can do it at your own pace. Did that answer your question? The single person who was interested? Okay. All right. We're here at the end of this conversation. Is there anyone who has any other comments or questions? And if not, I'm going to end my speaking, and Samira will put anyone who would like to have personal questions answered into a breakout room with either Mark or Renee. So can you let Samira know by putting up your virtual hand, and she'll shift you over to a private breakout room? And yeah, hold on a minute, Mike. And anyone here in the classroom who would like to have a one-on-one, Andrea, Christina, and
Angie,
thank you. I was gonna call you your daughter's name. Angie's daughter is now in the program. And Samira are here, they can talk to you. Mike?
So signing up online for Healing One, we'd get the book on day one if we physically came into the classroom.
Oh, yeah, that's another good question. You can buy tonight if you want. The books and the MP3s or CDs are not included in the $600 tuition. It's separate. If you want to buy credit with credit card, you have to do it online. We don't have a credit card machine here, or you can pay with cash or a check. You can get it on the first night of class because we sell them here, or you can order them online and they get postal mailed to you.
Nothing's assigned before the first night of class when we get the book?
No.
Okay. I'm going to be assigning a couple of people all to right. breakout.
Well, thank you very much. It's been our pleasure to serve you with this information. Hope to see you in the next class. Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.